Talk About It Friday. Your podcast where we talk about anything. To games, authors, life coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs, and much more. Talk About It Friday is here to inspire you. Infuse your Friday with your host, Wayne Clark. Like, share, and subscribe and hear the latest podcast interviews. Sponsor, urban8radio.co.uk. If you have a brand you feel the public should know, then visit the website at www.wayneclark.online.
It's Talk About It Friday, and we have a special guest, Donna Siggers, author of Broken. It's great to have you on Talk About It Friday and giving me this fantastic opportunity to interview you, Donna.
Hi, it's good to speak to you, Wayne. How
Absolutely.
Are you today?
Not bad. Sun is beaming, so I'm happy. How are you? How about you? How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yeah, the sun is out, but it's still cold.
Unfortunately. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, yes. I am recovering from a head injury, which is what's got me writing in the first place.
Yeah.
And that has pretty much changed my life. Beforehand, I was pretty active, to say the least, a bit of a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
So that has pretty much stopped me in my tracks, really. But, you know, life goes on and you have to make the most of it, don't you? So
Absolutely.
I've turned to writing, and I pretty much live life through my books at the moment. But
that is
changing, and I can do a lot more now. So.
Well, that's amazing. So would you say that you're, how would you say it out of 100% of your life? What would you say would be your writing? Would you be doing it like 50% of your life, or?
I write as often as I can.
We'll leave that to 90% then.
I'm up all hours of the day and night.
Yeah.
And I just pack as much as I can into it, even when I'm out and about. I'm looking for inspiration, so it's all, you know, it's often on my mind.
Well, question that I really did want to ask you actually is really like, because you said that you went through you know your head injury. What brought on the book though?
The book was a seed from quite some time ago. I wrote the first chapter in 2010.
Yeah.
And that was from a train journey I took into London while I was a photographer. I used to work up in the city.
Yeah.
And the gang that I've got in the book, that stemmed from something that I witnessed on the train.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought, oh, no, that needs to be in a story. I can create something from that. And writing is always something that I wanted to do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I wrote that down and I did start the book back then, but I was busy. I had a young family at the time. I've got four children.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a single mother as well.
Yeah.
So, and I was working, you know, reasonably long hours. And to fit everything in was difficult. I was also doing a degree as a distance learner.
Right.
And I couldn't, at that point in my life, also write a novel, because, as you know, it's time consuming, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So I wrote the concept down and I did write the first chapter.
Yeah, wow. That
is... And it was just put on hold.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't...
Sorry, go on.
It wouldn't have been the same story had I written it then as it is now, because there is so much of my own recovery in this book, and also in the second book, the sequel, there is so much of my recovery from the head injury.
Yeah.
Has gone into my characters.
Wow.
So, you know, it really wouldn't have been the same story then as it is now.
So does that upset you, you know, when you read it back?
It can be upsetting as I write it, absolutely. I've used it as a therapy, and yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster sometimes for me to write that down.
Yeah.
A scene in Betrayal, which is the second book, and it's based around water.
I see.
And
yeah.
I don't want to give too much away.
No, definitely don't do that.
It's based around water, And I had to overcome my fear of water.
Wow.
Because of what happened after. The injury wasn't anything to do with water,
right.
But I had severe claustrophobia after my injury, and something happened in water as a result of my injury.
Oh, I see.
Many months. It was 3 months afterwards, but something happened afterwards, and it resulted in this massive fear of water. I couldn't even put my face under the shower because of it.
Ooh.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
And it took me years to overcome this, and I only overcame that last May.
Wow.
So, that was 4 years on.
Wow. Is this going to be revealed in the book?
It's not revealed in the novels.
Okay.
It will be revealed in my biography that I'm doing.
Okay.
So that's Lost Soul.
Wow, that's going to be interesting.
I do reveal how, why, and how I overcome that and all the rest of it in that. So,
wow. It must take a lot of courage for someone to, write about something so horrific that's happened in their life, though. That's just absolutely amazing.
It's helped me so much, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really, really has. And my first ever interview that I did was with a lady called Sheena, and that was in her treehouse, in her garden. And that was such a nerve-wracking experience for me.
Yeah.
She's unlocked this part of me of wanting to talk about what happened. And that has just been such an incredible experience for me. And I'll be forever grateful for her for that.
Yeah. Wow.
And so writing about my personal journey, as it is, has just unlocked this courage, if you like,
yeah,
of being able to share that with other people in the hope that it's going to give other people experiencing what I've personally been through. It's not going to be the same journey, is it, for another individual, but just that understanding that actually I'm not the only person that's had this change in my life. Other people go through this. There is hope.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is about for
exactly.
me, to give other people hope.
Yeah, exactly. And personally, we need people like you. That's just absolute inspiration.
Thank you.
That's all right. What I did want to ask as well is that first, we talked about the seed of your book, but what made you say to yourself, was it a thought that was in your head saying, I'm going to write a book? Or was it just naturally something, maybe family have wrote books that you kind of put that together? How did that come about?
I've always written secretly.
Okay.
Just as a hobby.
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten that I'd even started it. And it was my friend Tracy, who the book's dedicated to.
Yeah.
Was in hospital. And we all knew that she was dying. And she said that she was the only person that had read.
Yeah.
That first chapter.
Wow.
And I actually sat in her lounge and wrote it. And I went to see her in hospital, and she said to me, you need something to focus on in your life. It's going to help you to get your memory back. It's just going to help you. Trust me, you need to start your novel.
Absolutely.
I'd forgotten it even existed. My memory was completely non-existent. After the injury, I didn't have a short-term memory. I'd lost any concept of my past. I had to rebuild everything from scratch.
Wow.
And so I used the book to rebuild my memory, and my memory is a little bit different to most people's.
Yeah.
I've created a memory palace.
Wow.
So anything new that I now remember goes into this memory palace, and then things from my past that have cropped up that I now remember goes into that as well. So
That it reminds me of a film. I can't remember what film that was, about someone that lost their memory and they had to build a memory palace or something. I'm trying to think.
It's been featured in several programs. It's in The Tunnel, and it's also in the Sherlock Holmes TV series. So
I'm with you.
You've seen it in Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, wow. The question about going back to the train, about the gang as well. Tell me a little bit about them, if you can, or if that is something that you would rather avoid.
Oh, no, I was on the train and I just saw these hooded youths at the station. They were just hanging around. They weren't causing any issue. There was trouble. And then I got to the next station and they were dressed exactly the same and they were just hanging around. And at every station I went to, there was just these youths hanging around in their hoodies.
All right.
And I just, and my mind is overactive. I mean, you're Fred Broken, you know that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just this idea just popped into my head and I wrote it down.
Well, yeah, because when I was reading that scene, I was like, I was getting like, you know, mouth watering, tongue out. It's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? It was absolutely, honestly, that you have, you know, you have delivered such a hook that it keeps people reading. And it's, you know, I couldn't even do that. So I'll take my hat off to you on that one.
Thank you.
I love that bit. That's quite unique. Wow.
I don't know. It's just something I saw back in 2010, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, I've got to create something out of that. I need to write that down for the future and I will use that at some point.
No, that's absolutely awesome. So tell me a little bit about further on from when you first wrote a book. So what have you been involved in, like publishing or anything like that?
I volunteered for a small publisher for a little while. I backed out of that. But I've learned the process.
Yeah.
I've got one thing left to finish learning, and that is formatting.
Yeah.
And that is the most frustrating process.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, I can format for Kindle and I am now learning to format for paperbacks.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, I'm doing that now.
Well, I was going to ask you a question actually, but I don't know whether to exclude that. Does writing energize or exhaust you?
It does both.
Yeah.
It does both.
It does.
You have to take it on the chin, don't you, really?
You do, unfortunately. It's just one of them things, really, in that sort of industry. You know, a lot of people say to me, oh, it's easy. And I'm like, I roll. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. It's very easy. No, it's not.
I love the writing process.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. And I would never be without it now. The publishing process, I don't know. I was put off publishing. I really was.
Yeah, I know.
I love the self-publishing process and I think I will stick to that. I really do. I don't know. It's going to take me a lot of courage to go through a publisher.
Yeah. Is there any particular reason, like, because this would be great for, you know, authors that are just starting out, that are listening in. Is there a reason why you wouldn't look at a publisher?
I like the independence. I am stubbornly independent and I have lost so much of my independence. That is just my way of taking back a bit of control over my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's just my personality coming through, as that is my way of having control. And to go through a publisher, they've got full control of your work, all the decisions.
Yeah, that's true.
But actually, I do the whole process now. So I didn't design the cover for Broken. That was done by Spiffin Covers. And I think they've done an amazing job.
Oh, certainly they have. That's a really nice cover.
I absolutely love the cover and they were wonderful. But now I design my own covers. I am doing absolutely the whole process. So it's my responsibility. And I have really enjoyed learning, and for me, after not being able to learn after my injury, not being able to remember, that is such a wholesome process to be able to do that again.
Yeah.
And that's important to me. So that is why I like the independence.
Absolutely. Now I feel exactly the same way, even writing myself. What is your writing kryptonite?
Well, I just do it as often as I can. I I believe the more that you write, the better you will become.
Yeah.
There is always room for improvement. There is scope for criticism. I believe in criticism.
Yeah, same.
And I truly believe that constructive criticism especially is vital to any walk of life, including what we're involved in.
That's true.
If you don't receive it, how are you going to improve? So
exactly.
I think that's, you know, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I also do a little bit of editing for other people, because I believe that that helps your own work as well.
Yeah, that is true.
And read lots of other people's work. So not just in your own genre either, because the broader you read, the wider you stretch your own mind.
I was going to say wiser.
Yeah, absolutely, you become wiser.
Yeah, that's true. So the other question is, do you try to be original, or do you just deliver what readers want?
No, I try to be true to myself. It's about what's in my imagination. And I just try to be twisted, Wayne.
Yeah, no, I can relate. We have to be.
Readers seem to like twisted, so yeah, you know,
exactly. I was going to say as well, I mean, do you think someone could be a writer if they don't feel emotion strongly?
I believe that anybody could write if that's what they were passionate about. I believe you have to have that passion burning to be able to do something creative.
That is true.
Whether that is writing something with a paintbrush, you have to have that passion burning to be able to do that creative.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I was just going to go on about your writing methods. I mean, do you have one specific location you write, or do you have a number of places that you write?
I have three desks.
Right.
It's a bit greedy, isn't it? But I've got the attention span of a gnat.
Okay.
That is because of my injury. And so I swap locations. And I also write on location. So yeah. There's scenes in Broken in London. There's scenes in Scotland, and I've written those on location.
Wow.
And again, in Betrayal, there's scenes in Malden, which is reasonably close to where I live.
Yeah.
And so I went actually to Malden.
Yeah.
And I wrote them. I went back up to Scotland. I've got family up in Scotland, and I wrote those scenes in Scotland.
Wow.
And there's one chapter called Devron's Gilly.
Okay.
Devron is a river, and a gilly hut is a hut on the side of the river, and a gilly is a person who looks after the fishing rights on the river.
Oh, I thought it was one of them army people in gilly suits.
And I actually sat and wrote in the gilly hut beside the River Devron on my cousin's farm. And it was cold and it was raining.
Yeah.
And that is all conveyed in the story. So, you know, I really do set the scene, and I am actually there in the moment.
Wow.
I just don't do what's in the book.
Yeah. Well, no, I should hope not.
And I hope I don't do what's in the book.
Yeah. So how did publishing your first book change your process of writing?
Now I don't remember writing my first book because my memory was that bad. So my writing process is different from that book to the next book, because I can remember writing the second book. I think from the people that have given me feedback on the second book, it's a lot darker,
and
a lot more twisted.
Wow.
And I do believe that's because I was present whilst writing it.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
That shows how much I have changed over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I think, you know, my personality has started to come back. I found that I feel more like myself. So that is, I think, is conveying through my work as well. So
that's absolutely,
and also my daughter was the first person to read Broken. And she was also the first person to read Betrayal, and the difference between her annotations on the manuscript when they came back was astonishing.
Wow.
There were whole chapters where she didn't touch it. There were still parts where she, obviously, she did edit.
Yeah.
But that was quite eye-opening for me.
Wow.
Because that was a real measure, a physical measure for me of how much I have improved.
Yeah, absolutely.
One novel to the next.
There is one major important thing that I did want to bring up on the show is you won an award, didn't you?
I did. Yeah,
you did.
Quite amazing.
Go on, tell us.
Oh, I was asked to put my book into this award. And so I thought, oh, what can I lose? It was, you know, free to enter. So I put it in, forgot all about it. And I was nominated as one of the top 10 finalists.
Exactly.
And it was actually Eddie Mann that messaged me and said, oh, Donna, you're a top 10 finalist. And I was like, oh, wow. So I then had to make a tremendous decision on whether I went to America or not, which, you know, that's a big thing for me to have done with a head injury.
Absolutely. And
I had travelled to Scotland alone and I had travelled to France alone. But each time I had somebody the other end that I knew. I was going to America and I had nobody. And that was, you know, that was a big thing. I did it and yeah, and I came back and I had a trophy in my hand and that was such an incredible feeling.
Well, yeah, because I caught the show on live on Facebook as well, and there was like hundreds and hundreds of people, weren't they?
There were 400 like-minded people there, and that's what I was going to go on to say. It was like walking into a room of friends I had known for so many years.
Wow.
Because we had all had an experience that had turned us to writing, and so that was quite humbling. And I have made so many friends there that I know will be friends for life.
Yeah.
So I travelled all those thousands of air miles to meet somebody from 40 minutes up the road.
Absolutely.
How crazy is that?
Oh, no. Oh, wow. So where do you see yourself? I mean, what, you know, who do you want to become? What do you want to do?
I will always write.
Yeah.
And I will fight and fight and fight to be a successful writer. I also have written, or I have co-written a screenplay.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. And I do want to turn Broken into a screenplay.
That would be awesome.
Where that goes to. It's not as easy as that though. You need presentation. You can't just write it and present it.
Absolutely.
You can't do that unsolicited. So
yeah,
I will need representation. So that is a dream. It's a big dream.
Absolutely.
You know, I am somebody with a lot of determination. So we shall see where that goes.
Absolutely.
And I will just carry on writing. I do also want to be an advocate for mental health.
Okay.
So I do have qualifications in that area. And I have been working on, you know, some personal development and sort of getting those qualifications back up to scratch. So,
yeah,
because it's been a few years now.
Yeah.
So, and I will be writing a few books on that as well. So, you know, that I've got lots in the pipeline. I am
absolutely
quite a busy lady. So,
yeah. So, how do you? Sorry, go on.
And the next book to come out will be Lost Soul, though.
Oh, wow. That's the biography, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, is it, you said Betrayal's out, isn't it?
Betrayal is out on Kindle.
Okay.
And as soon as I can fathom how to get it out on paperback, I will be doing that.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Betrayal. I'm going to read the rest of Broken. I'm loving the story so far, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
That's all right. There is one thing that I did want to ask as well, is that how did you select your characters' names? That's quite cool.
That's quite a lengthy process, because I always make sure that my characters' names aren't anybody famous or anybody that has done something.
Yeah.
So I actually research my names.
Wow.
So that's quite a long process for me. So I just pluck a name out of the thin air and see if it works.
Wow, that's awesome. So if you didn't write, what would you do for work?
Probably sit in an office somewhere.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't like the sound of that. I really don't. Yeah. So do you read your book reviews?
Yeah, of course I do.
How do you deal with the bad ones? I think a lot of authors out there would love to know how you deal with the bad ones. But not that I can see any bad ones.
You learn from them, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't be everybody's cup of tea, because we are all different. So
that's true.
I think it's important that you get your keywords right on Amazon and hope that the right people read your books.
Yeah.
So far, I've been really lucky and I haven't had any horrific ones. So I'm hoping that that's because I've got my keywords right.
Yeah.
And if somebody picks up the wrong book and they read it and they give you a bad review, then, you know, just take it on the chin. Don't be too upset, because it's like you drink coffee and yeah, I drink tea.
I do.
You know, we're all different.
Yeah, quote, I don't have milk. I don't have milk.
Do you not?
No.
See, and somebody else might do.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so do you ever Google yourself? Because I Google myself, and shame that I can't seem to find myself. Honestly, there's loads of Wayne Clarks.
My name is actually quite rare.
I know. Yeah.
I think there's only 3 Donna Siggers in the world. So, but yeah, I do, simply because I keep an eye on the fact that it's possible that our work can be piloted. So I keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So obviously I don't need to ask you the question about does your family support your writing, because obviously they do.
Of course they do.
Absolutely. So if you had to do something differently as a child or teenager to become a better writer as an adult, what would you do?
Oh, I've done enough in my life to be inspired for the rest of it.
Absolutely. So famous authors, I did want to quickly ask you, is that what famous authors inspire you?
Oh, so many. Now, the top one has to be Peter James.
Okay.
Now, you've asked me for names, and I'm not good on remembering names. You have thrown me because you've asked me names.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, that's absolutely fine. No, I get like that. I only know.
That's my head injury, I'm afraid. You should have pre-warned me on that, Wayne.
I do apologise. Well, I like Stephen King. You know, he's great. I love his programs.
I can walk to my bookshelf if you like.
No, it'd be absolutely fine.
Jonathan Kellerman is one. There we go. There's another.
Yeah.
I don't know. They will come to me like in 3 hours' time.
Yeah, your book.
Ian Rankin is another.
Here we go. That's absolutely awesome. Honestly, Donna, you've been absolutely brilliant on this show, and I really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you.
That's all right. Go on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. But before we go, I would like to ask, is there anything that you really want to get out there to these listeners right now? Anything at all? Anything inspirational, motivational?
I think if you've got a story to tell, you should tell it. Be confident. And if you've got a personal story that has got you into writing, share it, because it has made such a difference to me, sharing my story.
Wow.
And it has just opened up so many opportunities. Having that personal side of me out there in the public.
Wow.
And it has actually lifted a weight off my shoulder. So, yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. Again, you know, I really appreciate this. Don't forget, guys, that you can head over to www.donnasiggers.com. .com. And you can, you know, there's a lot of information on their website as well. And don't forget to really do buy this book, Broken. It's absolutely brilliant. I've still yet got to read it and read the next one as well, hopefully when the paperback comes out, which I know it will. So again, Donna, thank you ever so much for coming on to talk about It's Friday.
Thank you very much for having me, Wayne, and it's good to speak to you again.
You're welcome. Take care now.
And you. Bye.
Talk About It Friday, your podcast where we talk about anything. Sponsor, urban8radio.co.uk. If you have a brand you feel the public should know, then visit the website at www.wayneclark.online.